Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Because we don't, we get to lean into it like that.
Hell
you know?
Yeah, fella.
You get Mother's Day week and all that kind of stuff. We're going to lean into it as much as possible today. Looking forward to the Father's Day celebration tonight, 92.9 The Game, third annual Father's Day dinner, which is always going to be a ton of fun. And a lot to talk about over the next 3 hours. Big weekend ahead. Good morning to you.
What's happening? Let's turn up, fathers, daddies, whatever you want to be, papas, all of us. Let's turn up today. It is our weekend. So y'all get the hell out of our way and leave us alone. But other than that, I hope everybody is enjoying themselves on this beautiful Friday, this wonderful Father's Day weekend. As like you said, a lot of big time sports going on. Late night last night. Damn it!
Did you stay up?
Yeah, of course I did.
I fell asleep between the end of the third period and overtime.
What happened?
I tried. I couldn't.
I'm watching it, Andy, and we're up three nothing. Right? I'm a diehard Florida Panthers guy.
Right.
I mean, they just shut the rink down for
fair
me.
Enough.
All right?
Fair enough.
Okay, so
fair enough.
I'm diehard.
I'm not arguing. I just heard "we" for the first time.
Diehard.
I just noticed "we."
And so I ain't speaking French.
Okay.
And so,
just making sure.
So I'm sitting there, and me and Sam are watching, and then they score. And I'm like, and he's like, oh. I was like, damn it. I did not need them to score. Because when they scored, I look back and thought, this is going to be a long damn night. Long
yeah, because that first
for
period
reason,
was that first period was utter domination.
Yes,
after the way
for
that
whatever
they played,
reason.
After the way that they played in Game 3, like
yes.
they in four periods, obviously it would be 3 in Game 3, and then the first period last night they outscored them 9-1.
Yes,
it was like this was a cool for a minute, and now they're kind of going to dominate.
Yes.
And then Edmonton was like, nope, not so fast. They scored 3, tied it up. And then it was the third period was just insane. Like, it was just so tense. Edmonton scored with, 5 minutes left or something like that. Mm. And then the Panthers scored with 15 seconds left.
And I'm, jumping up and down. And so I'm like, okay, overtime. And I'm like, okay, we got this. And then that same damn dude.
Yeah, White Leon, man.
That just keeps.
You can't hold down a White
just
Leon.
Just damn it. Maybe his name is Leon.
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe it's Leon.
If it was Leon, he probably wouldn't have two game winners in the series.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme and Lionheart. Leon.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. It may be pronounced Leon.
No, I think it's Leon.
Leon.
Because he's the first guy in the history of the Stanley Cup Final to have two overtime game winners in the same series.
Unbelievable.
That's insane,
dude,
man. This is also a guy, and you remember, you watched it last year. He was so banged up by the time they got to the final last year, he didn't even score.
Leon.
He's their second best guy.
But I'm just saying,
he didn't even score in 7 games last year, and he's got 2 overtime game winners in 4 games this year. It's crazy.
The best player in the world hasn't even scored in this damn series
right
yet.
Right now,
he's been doing – he was good yesterday.
He's been dishing.
He was good last night.
He's been out there doing
some
stuff.
He was great last night, but – to be able to go 3-1 and not have him score it's only a matter of time. Now, they're doing a great job because Florida's really good. But, it's only a matter of time before this dude just shows who he is. But he was outstanding last night. But, yeah, man, it was overtime again. We need – damn it, I don't need another seven-game series. I don't know if I can handle it, man.
You can, just so long as your team
playoff
wins.
Playoff hockey is just...
Don't deny us at seven.
Playoff hockey is just different.
It is. It's intense.
It is unbelievable, man.
It's intense. I can't imagine... I was thinking about this driving in, about the euphoria that it must feel, that you must feel, to score a game winner in overtime. Because when you score, it's over, obviously, in a Stanley Cup final. Like, what was your, like, you have one moment from your football career that you remember that was more, whether it was a game-winning touchdown or whatever. Like, I don't know what it might have been, but, like, do you have one moment that was clearly more of an incredible feeling than any of the other moments that there were?
Oh, man, I think.
Because, like, Leon Draisaitl now, like, obviously those are the moments there,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think my first ever, winning a game by a late-second field goal is just one of those things where, like, you're on the sideline. In the NFL, you're just sitting there or whatever. College, you be hooking arms and stuff. But I'll always remember my first time I ever went to Denver. We played the Broncos. That's when they had Elam.
Okay,
And we went down, we scored, and then they were down by two. And it was less than a minute left. And Elam hit, like, a damn near 60-yard field goal.
He did that a lot.
Yes. And so we get the ball back with 20 seconds. Jay, three throws, one throw to me. Tip ball, Dietrich Ward catches it. Runs it, gets in field goal ring. Lindo hits a 56-yarder at the buzzer.
That's awesome.
That was just one of them things. Like, but on the other side, when you lose by one of those kicks, it just crushes you.
Yeah,
it crushes you, man. But I mean, just last night watching, just the energy in that freaking building, and then just watching the because it was unbelievable when he hit the goal, but less than 30 seconds, and it goes crazy. All you see is red going everywhere. Yeah. Hey, all right, we got this, baby, and then. Nah, all right, and I know I saw Bo. You don't have to play that, as far as the goal call and everything like that. You don't have to. You don't have to play it.
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to play it.
That's fine.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, we can just. We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it. You don't have to play that.
Yeah, I was protesting all the Oklahoma City questions in Sports Jeopardy last week.
Yeah,
we can protest any Leon Draisaitl game winner you want.
His name's Leon.
You can call him what you want.
Yeah, his name's Leon.
Yeah, you can talk bad about him all you want. We can protest him. That's fine. Now, that was good right there. That was okay. That was relevant. It was the thing that happened last night, right? We also are into it. You obviously have a rooting interest in the Panthers. Jack has become a huge hockey fan.
Dude,
there's three things he likes on YouTube: train compilations, monster truck rallies, and hockey.
He's all boy.
That's what he likes to watch,
boy.
Which is pretty badass. But also, that was a nice little rehearsal right there. For when we talk hockey, because it seems like maybe we're gonna.
Okay.
It seems like hockey's coming back to the South. Now it's in the South, but you know what I mean. It seems like hockey may be coming back to the Atlanta area.
I saw, the whole thing up there, up in Forsyth County and everything, and I heard Duke Sabella, they were talking about it a little bit yesterday. I just don't understand the location of it.
But I do.
I would love for... for landing a hockey team. I mean, I really, really would. But I think everything is about where the location of everything is, how to get there, traffic, all that. That's good. Because I know Duke Sabella were going deep into it and everything about, getting up there and where you come from. And, I'm sure they probably do polls and everything of where the hockey fans are and things like that. So,
it's not there by accident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Braves didn't move to where they moved by accident.
Yeah.
Like that, they're pretty smart. When they're trying to make money.
I would love for one to come here. I don't think it's coming anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't know what the timeline is on something like that.
I think that would be great.
It feels like the necessary steps, like the approval, the community approval, obviously having the money backing and all of that kind of stuff that it takes to get something like this done. And then, the NHL's a business. They're smart.
They're smart.
They've come here twice before. It hasn't worked out, but
do you think about that?
No, they don't care about that. Their thought is, okay, we had the wrong ownership last time. The city's bigger than it was the last two times we had hockey there.
They lost the damn team to the most boring city in Canada.
Yeah, but it's Canada.
Yeah, I mean,
they wouldn't have lost the team if it wasn't for ownership.
I agree with that.
Like, I think anything can succeed in Atlanta if it's done correctly.
Correct.
And most things in Atlanta are done correctly, and they succeed.
Right.
You had crap ownership, so it didn't work out. You know what I mean? I also think you could have bad ownership in any sports city and have it not work out.
You look at Chicago, the White Sox. Yeah,
but luckily they have the Cubs.
Luckily they have the Cubs. Exactly. And as we spoke with it a couple weeks ago, Reinsdorf seems like he's kind of maybe stepping back from owning that team and things like that. But I think it would be awesome if they were able to get a hockey team here. Now, everything, just like everything else, it's going to be about location. I still remember when the Braves moved out the Cobb County and how that touched a lot of people's feelings, rightfully so,
yeah,
and everything, but it's been a success.
It has.
You know, and so will it be a success all the way up there if that's the place? Because just because you see that doesn't mean that's actually going to be the location.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just wait and see.
I feel like you could kind of put stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, I do agree with you. Like, location is definitely important. But if the product is good enough.
People will come.
Also, Atlanta is just, like, it's enormous.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's Forsyth County, and that's, like, what? That's, like, kind of north of Lanier and all that stuff.
Why are you acting like that? We've been up there plenty of times.
Right, I know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's where it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's still pretty crowded up there.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's not like.
But then
it's not like you're wandering through the woods.
That's why they also go to the logistics of getting there, because traffic, I mean, sports traffic is different.
Sure.
You know how it's a lot of one lanes and stuff up there.
Right, but yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's easier to get into stuff like that when it's a little further out than some of these places that have arenas like in downtown, mm-hmm. which I love too.
Right, right.
But it's not easy to get to Mercedes-Benz Stadium
or out of there. So
like I've sat in traffic in the Gulch or near the Gulch. It's not that anymore, but whatever they're calling it now. You know what I mean? Centennial Yards or something. I've sat in my car waiting to leave that place for an hour and a half before.
Yeah, I mean, traffic follows sporting events. Let's not act like it's not. It is one of those things where they try to make that a part of the discussion, but traffic's going to be anywhere there's sporting events. And hopefully it'll be a lot of traffic because a lot of good teams, they teams usually have a lot of traffic jams because that means people are coming to actually see them. But yeah, it'll be fun if they are able to pull this off, but I mean, I just don't see it being something that's going to be in the near future.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the timeline is, but it's exciting, and I hope it happens.
How much money you need to buy a hockey team? At least a billy, right?
Yeah.
At least a billy now.
Yeah, the expansion fees and all that kind of stuff. I don't think you're doing anything in pro sports right now without a B in it.
Well, I mean, Arthur Blank got it. You think Mr. Blank wants to own a soccer team and a hockey team and a football team?
I don't know. He's pretty busy, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got the golf.
Yeah, oh, I forgot about that.
You know, they just won a championship
with
that. Yeah,
he's still celebrating that.
Yeah, I just maybe give somebody else a shot, you know? It'd be okay to have some other people own some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
And I mean people. I don't mean, you know.
Owner.
Yeah, like not a group of people that constitute a board,
right?
That then have a spreadsheet.
See, there we go.
Then
it always comes back to the Braves.
Yeah, it does.
Always comes back to the
Braves. Well, it just comes back to the ownership that you want
right.
versus the ownership that you have. It's more fun to have a human than it is to have a company.
Yeah, because the company is all about the bottom line.
Yeah, company doesn't care.
Yeah.
Hey, that company's got a nice nice homestand coming up this weekend, by the way.
We need it, baby.
Yeah.
We need it, baby.
We do. And we've talked about this a lot with the Braves over the last couple of months is like, don't be the get-right team for these teams that are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, the Braves are the team that need a get right.
Yes.
Between these two.
Yes.
Because the Rockies have won 4 out of their last 10.
Ain't that crazy?
The Braves have only won 2 out of their last 10.
What about that hometown hero coming back, Andy?
So maybe the Braves
he coming through this thing.
Getting right against the Rockies.
What's my favorite song? I be feeling like the man when I walk through. They played it all night for Arcia when he got here.
Orlando Arcia.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He had a walk-off yesterday.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Yeah,
I'd walk him. Yeah. I'd walk him first time.
Talk about some. Hello, mommy.
You got to be careful with
him. Or see you hitting all the spots.
Would suck so bad if he came back and just went off this weekend. It'd be so frustrating. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. We talked about hockey for the first 15 minutes. I didn't see that coming, but I liked it. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.